Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
There's a meme that I've seen, and it reads as follows. The Democrat Party is the world's most successful hate group. It attracts poor people who hate rich people, black people who hate white people, gay people who hate straight people, feminists who hate men, environmentalists who hate the internal combustion engine, and a lot of bratty college kids who hate their parents. However, the real secret of the party's success is that it attracts the support of journalists who hate Republicans and who therefore work tirelessly to convince the rest of us that we should vote for Democrats. I could give it some modification, but that's a pretty good definition of the Democrats. They are a sanctioned hate group. They couldn't tell the truth if you put a gun to their heads. They are pathological liars. They are psychotic people who are anti-American and anti-human. And that's being nice. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Today, what are we going to do? I'm going to tell you what you already know. I'm going to tell you that, yet again, your common sense, your meter for understanding the world and what's going on in the world is at high level. You don't have anything to worry about. The left, they do the work for you. One of my friends wrote a line. He says, Kevin, you should say something like, hey, folks, this comedy tonight brought to you by the Democrats. And he's right. But it's comedy, it's irony, it's hypocrisy. And it's far worse because you find yourself not believing what you're seeing. And that's where we are. And look, let me tell you what's going on right now, because we're going to talk about these J6 tapes, and then I want to go into this kidnapping of these Americans. But here's where we are right now in this country, is we have a government who cheated Joe Biden into office, who then cheated in the midterms, and then they created a farce because citizens of this nation decided to fight back. And I don't mean literally fight. I mean march and protest and do what we did back in 2010, 2008, with the Tea Party movement in 2010, to do that. And it upset the Democrats that we would dare question what they've decided is yay verily going to happen. Joe Biden, I can say this with 100% certainty, did not win the 2020 election. And I say that with the level of certainty that I say this: the January 6th nonsense is all feigned, whatever you want to call it, by the Democrats. It is absolutely untrue at every sense of its, at every part of its core. It's untrue. The Democrats are a hate group. And unless you side with them and you toe the line, they'll come after you. And, you know, I don't watch Fox News. I listen to Tucker. I'm going to have to watch, you know, some of these things because he's got these J6 videos. But here's what I will tell you. Tucker is not going to say anything that I don't already know and that you don't already know. Most of us, look, we see these guys coming. We know, I can tell, in other words, when you're trying to cover up. I recently caught my son in a lie. And it was so obvious, and I'm not even going to go through the details of it, but when it happened, I looked at him and I went, really? I go, are you going to continue to lie about this? And he looks at me and he goes, you're right, Dad. I lied. And I go, okay, just admit it. Man up. Let me tell you what's never going to happen. No matter what, Democrats will not man up. They won't woman up. They won't LGBTQ up. They will stick to their lies. And the new lie is, well, Tucker Carlson, he's got these tapes, and these tapes don't prove anything. These tapes could be altered. You know what they told you? They told you what they did. And you know what you're finding out if you've been watching Tucker with these tapes. And I don't want Tucker. I just want them to release all 44,000 hours of tape and let us go over it. But here's what I can tell you. Tucker's already telling the truth about this stuff, and he's already destroying the narratives. And the question is, what will the Republicans do? I don't know. I don't have an answer. But I got to tell you, I'm concerned. But I think the Democrats have to be scared, but you can bet this, they will not stop lying. I saw one, we'll play the clip because I'm going to run out of time in this segment, but one where Josh Hawley, they say, was running out of the Capitol building. There's a bigger meaning behind why they chose Hawley. We'll get to that in a bit. But it was a lie. Officer Sicknick, it was a lie that the Capitol was, you know, overrun and destroyed. It was a lie. And by the way, here's what I'll guarantee you. I will guarantee you the people who destroyed the Capitol were the people that the Democrats hired. And I will remind you that there are people who are telling us I was hired. I was paid to be an insurrectionist and so on and so forth. It's all a ruse, folks. And it's sad because, I repeat, the Democrat Party is the world's most successful hate group. And you know who they hate? They hate us. And here's what I can tell you. It's not going to stop. So I'm wondering, what are you willing to do? You're about to get irrefutable evidence. And by the way, you get it all the time. You're going to get irrefutable evidence that these people cheated, they lied. I'm talking about big lies. I'm not talking about little white lies. I'm talking about big lies. They lied about Wu Flu, the origins of it, what its devastation would be. They lied about vaccines. They lied about actual cures. They've lied about where the money's gone. I could go down a list of a litany of lies, and these are expensive lies that has cost trillions of dollars and even lives of people. Ask yourself if you think they care. I can give you the answer when we come back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Can we get answers on J6? Can we get answers on this? Can we get answers on that? One of my favorite members of Congress is Thomas Massey, and the fact that he's going to be on this new committee really gives me hope. Matt, do you anticipate allowing the dogs to be released, if you will, against this fourth branch of government?
Yeah, Kevin McCarthy told us he's going to get the evidence out in front of the American people, and that means releasing the 14,000 hours of tapes that have been hidden that I think would give more full context to that day rather than the cherry-picked moments that the January 6th committee tried to use to inflame and further divide our country. So, yes, I do believe that part of this deal is a concession that we are going to get the truth out in front of the American people. And you know what? Kevin McCarthy could have in his victory speech just said, well, the government is weaponized, but he was very specific in his language. He talked about the weaponization of the FBI specifically. His willingness to do that with particularity, I think, shows that he's ready to lower his shoulder and to get into this fight that so many Americans expect us to be in on behalf of the civil rights that we hold dear.
And contrast that to Paul Ryan or Boehner, who never would have done that. And you deserve a lot of credit, Matt, for steering that direction, because Kevin wanted to be speaker really badly. He said, wow, I'm not going to be speaker if I don't listen to these members and cut a deal. Is that a fair way to depict it or summarize it?
Well, I think it is fair to say that we would not be in the position today had we had a smooth Tuesday. But I would rather have a turbulent 4 days and then come up with a process that we all believe in and commitments that we can rely on than have a really smooth takeoff and then 2 years of turbulence and not really knowing what's coming next. So I think this is a far preferable system. I think we've got our cards on the table right now. The American people know what to expect from a fighting Republican majority. The Senate knows to what they can expect from us regarding how we are going to comport ourselves and handle the legislative process professionally like adults. And I thought it was interesting to hear people give speeches about the institution, about what drives decisions here in Washington, D.C., and we want to make this a better place.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Matt Gaetz. It's sad that it takes something like that, you know, a fight for the speakership, for us to get what should be obviously given to the American people. We get these tapes and we're celebratory. Celebratory over what? Over the obvious? Okay, look, I'm not taking anything away from McCarthy. Congratulations, Kevin McCarthy, for doing what you're supposed to do. Matt Gaetz, thank you for driving that process to the point where McCarthy had to capitulate. But it's hard to believe that's what we had to get to in order to make this happen. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. We're going to bounce back and forth on between what was said and the J6 hearings, because the J6 hearings were a farce. Do you know how much time and money, wasted time and wasted money, was spent on the Democrats using January 6th as a ruse to cover up for their coup? You know what they're most afraid of? They're afraid of the Republicans, and I hate to say they're going to do it because I don't think they will. They're afraid of conservatives understanding that we know what happened. We got cheated, and we have a way of getting that information to the public. Now, is it going to be the 40%, the 20% that realizes that indeed there was no riot at the Capitol? Are you going to spread these videos around to show that everything the left told you was a lie? Let's not forget to remind people about Fort Pelosi, her building a fort and bringing National Guard people in to guard them from what? From what? Nothing. These people use this stuff in a way that is just incredible to think about. You know who sums it up best? I'm going to play this clip. Get that clip from Russell Brand. Russell Brand is talking. He's on Bill Maher, and he's talking about NBC versus Fox News. And I don't think you can sum it up any better than what he says.
John, I've not known you long, but I love you already. But I have to say that it's disingenuous to claim that the biases that are exhibited on Fox News are any different from the biases exhibited on MSNBC. It's difficult to suggest that these corporations operate as anything other than mouthpieces for their affiliate owners in BlackRock and Vanguard. And unless we start to embrace, and then also, mate, like, just spiritually, if I may use that word in your great country, we have to take responsibility for our own perspective. Right. I've been on that MSNBC, mate. It was propagandist nutcrackery. I went on the show called Morning Joe. Yeah. It was absurd the way they carried on.
Good Morning Joe.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know what it was. It wasn't morning. There was no one called Joe there. No one could concentrate. They didn't understand the basic tenets of journalism. No one was willing to stick up for genuine American heroes like Edward Snowden. No one was willing to talk about Julian Assange and what he suffered trying to bring real journalism to the American people. And I think to sit within the castle of MSNBC throwing rocks at Fox News is ludicrous.
My friend,
make MSNBC better. Make MSNBC great again.
My friend, I would love. I would. The moment.
The moment.
Right.
Right,
Russell. Russell Darling, the moment that you give me a specific example, an actual example.
Okay, I'll give you one. Just wait.
I'd like to hear a specific example, approval specific example of an MSNBC correspondent or anchor being on television saying something they knew was false and were saying behind the scenes to people, this is, I'm about to go out and we know that the election wasn't stolen.
You did
or something equivalent,
example.
But I will go,
I'm
but I will go out, I will go out on television and say the opposite. I will lie.
Where's my answer?
Give me the specific example.
Give me a specific example. All right.
I'm with you. I think it's a false equivalency, Russell.
It's not about bias. It's a false equivalency because you don't actually know anything about any of these organizations you're talking about. Even on MSNBC once. Big f***ing deal.
My darling, it was more than enough.
You don't have a single actual fact.
Do you want an example?
Yes.
The ludicrous, outrageous criticisms of Joe Rogan around ivermectin, deliberately referring to it as a horse medicine when they know it's an effective medicine. Rachel Maddow turning on the TV saying, if you take this vaccine, you're not going to get it when it hasn't been clinically trialed for transmissions. You have to listen.
Wait.
Do you think you can improve America by determinedly and avowedly condemning Fox News without acknowledging that you're participating in the same game? Did you not just listen to Bernie Sanders, someone who plainly, legitimately believes in this country and believes it's possible to change, but is bound by corruption, is bound by the lobbying system? Surely it's clear to you, Bill, as one of the great pundits and experts and comic voices, that systemic change is required. Money has to be taken out of politics. We need new political systems that genuinely represent ordinary Americans so that we can overcome cultural differences. And bickering about which propagandist network is the worst is not going to save a single American life, not improve the life of a single American child, not going to improve America's standing in the world, and the world needs a strong America. I'll tell you that.
I gotta tell you, Russell Brand is making me a big fan. Kudos, Russell. We'll be back.
Radio show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
It's a busy day on Capitol Hill as multiple hearings are taking place in the Senate and in the House. In the House, a House Select Committee on the coronavirus pandemic is holding their first hearing on the origins of the virus.
Discovering the origins is vital. It matters for the future of the world. And we aren't finished. We're just beginning.
Ohio Republican Congressman Brad Wenstrup. Meanwhile, in the Senate, intelligence community leaders such as FBI Director Christopher Wray are testifying that there needs to be more focus on strengthening the protections of critical infrastructure owned by the business community.
We need to be working more and more closely with the business community to try to build resilience. I think there have been a lot of progress that's been made, but we need to make more.
President Biden has nothing on his public schedule today. Tim Berg, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hearing will include evidence about Trump electors in battleground states who submitted fake electoral college ballots, even though Trump lost these states that we're talking about. We have already heard that campaign officials, Trump campaign officials, were involved in that. Do you have evidence that the former president himself was involved?
Yes, we'll show evidence of the president's involvement in this scheme. We'll also, again, show evidence about what his own lawyers came to think about this scheme. And we'll show courageous state officials who stood up and said they wouldn't go along with this plan to either call legislatures back into session or decertify the results for Joe Biden. The system held because a lot of state and local elections officials upheld their oath, their constitution, a lot of them Republicans, as well as Democrats.
Just to be clear, you said you have evidence that the then president was involved in putting a fake slate of electors out there. Do you have evidence that he directed it?
I don't want to get ahead of our hearing. We'll show during a hearing what the president's role was in trying to get states to name alternate slates of electors, how that scheme depended initially on hopes that the legislatures would reconvene and bless it.
Will we see that
they
directed
didn't,
it?
And they pressed forward with it anyway.
Will we see that he directed it?
I don't want to get ahead of what we'll show you during the hearing, but we will show you what we know about his role in this.
Well, you know that voice. That was Shifty Adam Schiff lying, because that's what he does. Everything that he's talking about are procedural things that you would do if you believed that you were cheated in an election. And in doing that, they make it sound like there's something sinister. Donald Trump dare fought because he believed that he got cheated. Well, you want to know what the J6 stuff will prove? He got cheated. You want to know what Dinesh D'Souza's movie, Beyond the 2,000 Mules, proved? It proved that they cheated. You want to know what my movie, Beyond the Mules, would have proven? That they cheated. We actually had video. People got so scared because of this government, this oppressive government that has people in jail, in prison, over J6, that they backed out. That's what we've got, folks. We've got a country where solid citizens who have proof are afraid. They hide in the shadows going, Kevin, here's this, but don't say you got it from me. I can tell you, man, I have a friend. He's a good friend. He gave me information to prove that the cheat occurred. And then he called me. When I called him up one day and I said, hey, look, we were supposed to get together and meet, blah, blah, blah. And the first time I called him, he said to me, man, you might want to stay away from me for a while. He goes, things are going to get a little heated up. And I thought, whatever. Then the next time I called him, because we missed another meeting, because we were planning to do the movie, and he says to me, listen, I've got nothing to do with this stuff, and he chastises me on the phone. I've got nothing to do with this. I will have nothing to do with this data and all this, and I don't understand why people are bugging me about this. And he just went off on this tirade, and I hung up the phone going, what just happened? And then it hit me. He knew he was under surveillance. He knew they were listening. Then he got arrested. Now he's out. And you know what I did? I called him up and I said, all I did was say, hey man, just want to say thanks. Now I didn't do anything wrong, but what he was doing was saying, look, drop this or you're going to get arrested. They're going to make your life. Now they already are. I got $40,000 of new debt from only one company. They aren't through with me. IRS is going after me. So what's going to happen? I don't know. But I'm not going to quit fighting. Adam Schiff is a liar. He should be nowhere near Congress. We've already talked about it. I've talked about him, and I will continue to talk about him until we get rid of him. Because he's a cancer. And these people know this is a farce. But I'm gonna continue to play some of these things because I really want you to know how these people positioned January 6th, and then we'll get into where we are today in the last segment. But here's Adam Schiff as he was positioning for a cliffhanger in case they kept Congress.
I'm going to assume or guess that in Thursday night's hearing, we won't be hearing very much about this. This suggests that your committee will have to have more public hearings in the fall concerning the Secret Service texts and possibly more material.
You know, I think it's all of our sense that this will be the end of the first set of hearings, but we do not believe this will be the end of hearings. New people continue to come forward, new issues like this involving the Secret Service also continue to make themselves apparent and merit further investigation. How many of those issues will warrant their own hearings? It's too early for us to say, but none of us feel that this is over by any means. And at the same time, we want to, in the fall, present our recommendations about protecting the country going forward. I think that is worthy of hearings as well. So there is more to come, but I think what you'll see on Thursday will be significant in and of itself.
Protecting the country going forward, making recommendations. Let me tell you how we can protect the country going forward, folks. Don't vote in Democrats. How much do you need to see? How much do you need to hear? I'll be here all day. At least 2 hours. What do you need to hear? I ask you again. By the way, leftists, please call the program. 844-551-8255. Explain to me. What is it that you need to hear to not understand that your side is absolutely the most corrupt? They are the most corrupt people on the planet. What more can I show you? I've got it. Is it woo flu, climate change? Give me your experts. I'll give you people paid to lie. Speaking of which, here's one of them. Here's a guy that told you exactly what he did. And I would love to dig into him. If we're going to have more meetings, as Adam Schiff suggested, let's have them. I'm all about the transparency. Open it up. Let's look at the videos that Tucker's now looking at and have them refute it. And let's compare to what they played during the hearings, which is part of what Tucker's doing. But here's a guy telling you what he did.
I just left the protest at the Capitol building, and I got a big bruise on my leg. I had a difficult time pulling off the act that I was paid to do. making this video because I want to confess that I was paid.
Because he also told them to come and be wild. And I hope that's not too philosophical.
To pretend to protest
that's a great question.
Today.
You know, in my experience, you know, I've worked at the agency for 33 years.
I can't say by who, but I will just say that it's a.
These kinds of situations that I watched in other countries.
Organized
by the Democrats. There was no organization, orchestration by Republicans except to go and show solidarity for an election that they knew was fraudulent. The Democrats will never admit this. I don't care what blue dresses we produce, they will not admit this. And then they use J6. What's funny about it, they use it for everything. One person said Putin used it to invade. It made it easier for Putin to invade Ukraine because of this.
And Ben, I know that's how Liz Cheney sees January 6th, that it was an attack on our democracy and that our democracy is worth protecting from that national security perspective. But it's what makes it all the more disturbing that there are only two Republicans who understand the national security implications of January 6th.
Yeah, I mean, if we don't have a strong democracy here in the United States, how on earth are we going to be relied on in a sustained way by other countries and other democracies around the world? Just to make a couple of points about this, it continues to be the case that if you talk about something like the war in Ukraine, we're going to have to sustain over not just months, but years. I think an effort to push back against the kind of aggression we see from Russia to support the Ukrainian government. And people in other countries and other capitals are going to want to know that we are a reliable partner, that we can be accounted upon to be there. And if our democracy is in such chaos that we can't even move forward with the most basic transition of power in a peaceful way, I think it plants seeds of doubt that are continuing to be a challenge for the Biden administration as they try to get Europeans to sustain their commitments to sanctions and to support to the Ukrainians.
There you have it, folks. Our democracy hangs in the balance. We're not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic. But still, our democracy hangs in the balance. And if we don't do this, well, nobody will support Ukraine, and it will be anarchy if we don't export excellence. Well, how about you start, Democrats? You export abortions, you export wokeism, you export transgender reading hour. That's what you export? Because you're not exporting excellence. Nobody thinks of Joe Biden and his administration as excellent, I guarantee you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I get to play tapes all day long about January 6th and the BS that we've been fed since this thing started. And I have shows of things that these people said. The kabuki theater that these leftists put up for one reason and one reason only. To cover up their cheat. And I'm going to tell you, they have to fear us discovering this, because it blows a hole in everything that they've talked about. They wanted us to believe that Joe Biden was legitimately elected with 81 million votes. There's nobody on the planet that truly believes that. Seriously. Nobody. Oh, they can convince themselves to believe it, but it's only to form the narrative. There is no person who is sane who believes Joe Biden got 81 million votes. None. There is nobody who believes truly that Joe Biden won that election fair and square. Nobody. Not Republican, not Democrat, not Rhino, not Independent, not atheist, as I like to say, 8 to 80, blind, crippled, or crazy. Nobody. And the majority of people do not believe the nonsense of January 6th. They're smart enough to believe it, to understand that that was a Democrat ruse. And now we're about to prove it. And Tucker Carlson has already started dismantling these people. And you know what? Oh, Tucker's a liar. Fox News. Who can believe Fox News? This has nothing to do with Fox News. He could have released these tapes to anybody. Any real journalist would have proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. And I'll always do to remind you of this, folks, what you already know. These people are liars. They're liars. They're scumbags. They lie for sport. Welcome. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Let's play a few of Tucker's clips, because I'm just going to show you. They're lying. They've got people in prison over nothing. They did nothing. The one guy they talk about, he was escorted through the Capitol with Capitol Police, at least 8 Capitol Police. He did nothing. He vandalized nothing. He was dressed weird. And he is in prison for doing nothing. Many others, same reason. Here's the first clip.
But it turns out there's quite a bit of video you haven't seen. And that video tells a very different story about what happened on January 6th. More than 40,000 hours of surveillance footage from in and around the Capitol have been withheld from the public. And once you see the video, you'll understand why. Taken as a whole, the video record does not support the claim that January 6th was an insurrection. In fact, it demolishes that claim. And that's exactly why the Democratic Party and its allies in the media prevented you from seeing it. By controlling the images you were allowed to view from January 6th, they controlled how the public understood that day. They could lie about what happened, and you would never know the difference. Those lies had a purpose. They created a pretext for a federal crackdown on opponents of the Uniparty in Washington.
Our office wanted to ensure that there was shock and awe, that we could charge as many people as possible.
The first thing you notice from viewing the full video record of January 6th is just how many people entered the Capitol building that day. Hundreds and hundreds of people, possibly thousands, over the course of about 2 hours. The crowd was enormous. A small percentage of them were hooligans. They committed vandalism. You've seen their pictures again and again. But the overwhelming majority weren't. They were peaceful. They were orderly and meek. These were not insurrectionists, they were sightseers. Footage from inside the Capitol overturns the story you've heard about January 6th. Protesters queue up in neat little lines. They give each other tours outside the Speaker's office. They take cheerful selfies and they smile. They're not destroying the Capitol, they obviously revere the Capitol. They're there because they believe the election was stolen from them.
So that was the first tape. Look, I don't know. It's easy to know there's going to be hours of tape that proves everything that we're talking about, everything that Tucker just introduced. But I want to get to one because we're going to run out of time if I don't. There's this one about Josh Hawley, and I mentioned it earlier. They denigrated Josh Hawley. Let me tell you why they picked Josh Hawley. They're afraid of him. This guy could be president one day. This guy could challenge DeSantis. He could challenge Trump at some point. I don't know if you've watched Josh. He's a senator from Missouri. He's got his act together. Anyway, here's Tucker talking about the Democrats lying about him.
When the committee wasn't accusing Republican office holders of planning riots on January 6th, it was accusing them of running away from those riots like cowards. In the case of Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri, the committee and their allies accused him of both.
Josh Hawley is a...
To prove that Josh Hawley was a coward, the committee released a video of him loping out of the building on the afternoon of January 6th with a police escort. The tape became a staple on social media. Democrats laughed with derision.
Later that day, Senator Hawley fled after those protesters he helped to rile up stormed the Capitol. See for yourself.
fact, the surveillance footage we reviewed shows that famous clip was a sham, edited deceptively by the January 6th committee. The clip was propaganda, not evidence. The actual videotape shows that Hawley was one of many lawmakers being ushered out of the building by Capitol Hill police officers. And in fact, Hawley was at the back of the pack. The coward tape was a lie, one of many from the January 6th committee.
Now, in the scheme of things, that doesn't seem like a big deal. But when you're playing the long game, if nobody calls you on that, they will continue to bring it back. Thankfully, for Josh Hawley, somebody corrected the record. And I think Hawley's smart enough to not let fall to it anyway. But I want to play the final clip because it is longer and we will run out of time. And this is Tucker talking about Sicknick. Now, I don't know how much of this we can play because it's longer than we have left in the segment. But we'll get the gist of it and we'll finish it out here.
Within hours of January 6th, literally hours, you began to hear that day described as a deadly insurrection, not described by one news outlet or one politician, but in unison by all of them, almost like it was coordinated, a deadly insurrection. That's how history may record January 6th. But the tape that we reviewed from within the building on that day proves it was neither an insurrection nor deadly. Here it is.
January 6th, when an estimated 2,000 rioters breached the Capitol building, causing the deaths of five police officers.
Certain dates echo throughout history. December 7th, 1941. September 11th, 2001. And January 6th.
The mob beat officers with anything they had on them. Hockey stick, flagpole, a fire extinguisher. Police officers died.
Donald Trump supporters, who, of course, rioted and killed police officers.
By the evening of January 6th, the Democratic Party and its publicists in the national news media had settled on a description of what had happened that day. They distilled an enormous number of highly complex events, events that even now we don't fully understand, into a single emotionally laden political slogan, which they've repeated for years with remarkable discipline. January 6th, they said, was a deadly insurrection.
There was a deadly insurrection that the right wing is trying to cover up.
He incited a deadly insurrection.
Incited a deadly insurrection.
The violent, deadly insurrection on the Capitol 9 months ago, it was about white supremacy, in my view.
A deadly insurrection. Everything about that phrase is a lie. Very little about January 6th was organized or violent. Surveillance video from inside the Capitol shows mostly peaceful chaos. But the slogan worked. The term deadly carries enormous emotional power, which is why they used it. To prove the insurrection was deadly, propagandists pointed to the death of an officer called Brian Sicknick. The mob killed Officer Brian Sicknick. That's what they said. It was their single most powerful indictment of the January 6th protesters and of Donald Trump and of Republican voters nationally. They repeated that claim for years. They are still repeating it. At first, they told the country that Officer Sicknick was murdered with a fire extinguisher.
Officer Brian Sicknick died after being hit in the head with a fire extinguisher during the fight.
That story came from the New York Times, which is effectively the assignment editor for most of the rest of American media. It was a lie, untrue in any way. But only after that lie had hardened into conventional wisdom did the newspaper bother to retract it.
The New York Times has quietly retracted its story about the death of Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick.
The damage had been done. Brian Sicknick, himself a Trump voter, had been transformed without his consent into a political martyr of the left.
We're going to run out of time, so let me just wrap it up here. Of course, we know that Sicknick didn't die there. They show footage of him, January 6th footage of him, after he was supposedly dead. Do you think that the committee showed you this? Of course not, because they are lying, disingenuous people who have but one objective, and that is to propagandize for their own self-interest. They do not care about us.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.